This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Mr. Modi was virtually addressing a post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of people. Emphasizing the rise of care economy, Mr. Modi said the growing global demand for caregivers is creating new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country.
एक अहम विषय जिसका मैं जिक्र करना चाहूंगा वो है केयर इकोनॉमी। आने वाले दशक में देश में सीनियर सिटीजन्स की संख्या तेजी से बढ़ेगी। इसके अलावा आज वर्तमान में दुनिया के कई देशों में केयर गिवर्स की भारी मांग है। इसलिए अब हेल्थ सेक्टर में लाखों युवाओं के लिए नई स्किल आधारित रोजगार के नए अवसर तैयार हो रहे हैं।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar made statements today in both the Houses of Parliament regarding situation in West Asia. Dr. Jayashankar emphasized dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate the tensions in the region. He said the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The government has said that multiple steps have been taken to mitigate risk of energy supply disruption and to maintain uninterrupted energy supply chains during geopolitical uncertainties. Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi stated this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He said the steps include diversifying crude oil import sources, bypassing conflict zones and strengthening diplomatic engagements with major oil-producing countries and international organizations. The Indian embassy in Tehran has urged Indian nationals to not approach any of the land borders of Iran for travel outside the country without prior coordination with the embassy. It said in an advisory that embassy will not be in a position to extend assistance once individuals have exited the Iranian territory. Meanwhile, Delhi Airport in its advisory said westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. The Rajya Sabha today took up a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. Initiating the discussion, Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP lauded the efforts of the government taken to protect the environment, including increasing the forest cover. JDS leader and former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda took on the Congress government in Karnataka and raised the issue of man-animal conflict in the state. The discussion remained inconclusive. After completing today's business, Rajya Sabha was adjourned till tomorrow. Lok Sabha was also adjourned for the day following protests by opposition members demanding a discussion on the West Asia situation. When the House reassembled at 3 p.m., Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal asked Congress MP Mohammad Javed to move the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. However, opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans, forcing adjournment of the House till 11 a.m. tomorrow. The full bench of the Election Commission held a meeting with the national and state political parties in Kolkata today in connection with the upcoming assembly polls in West Bengal. It was followed by a poll preparedness meeting with heads and nodal officers of the enforcement agencies. Later, a review meeting was held with state IGs and DIGs range, district election officers and superintendent of police. Six candidates from Tamil Nadu have been declared elected unopposed for the six vacancies in Rajya Sabha. State Legislative Assembly in a press release stated that Constantine Ravindran and Tiruchi Siva of the DMK, Christopher Manikam of the INC, L.K. Sudhish of DMDK, M. Thambidurai of the AIADMK and Dr. Ambumani Ramadas of the Pattali Makkal Kachi have been elected. And that is the end of this news bulletin.